has landed at Owen Tambo International.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria sizzling at 36 degrees today. Johannesburg 33, Tzaneen 38, Emalahleni 32. City Power has temporarily withdrawn technicians repairing damaged electricity pole in Alexandra after two employees were robbed at gunpoint. Four men approached the workers on duty stealing cell phones and wallets. City Power condemned the attack, highlighting increasing violence against personnel in the area, which disrupts repairs and delays service. Eskom, meanwhile, says it remains on track to meet the electricity needs of the country. Load shedding is now being suspended for over 7 months. The power utility's Daphne Mukwena.
By Monday evening, an additional 4,030 megawatts is expected to return online, with six units on cold reserve this weekend to manage supply and demand balance. In August, Eskom shared its summer outlook, predicting a likely scenario of a load shedding free summer due to structural generation improvement.
National Prosecuting Authority head Shamla Batoe will review the decision to drop corruption charges against former Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Zizi Kodwa and businessman Gian McKay. The review follows a Hawke's request to revisit the ruling by South Gauteng Director of Public Prosecution Andrew Chauke. According to NPA spokesperson Mtunzi Maga, the review will follow constitutional guidelines. Kodwa accused of accepting 1.6 million rand in bribes from 2015 to 2016, a charge just withdrawn in court on Friday. The ANC in the Northwest is mourning the death of one of its members and former mayor of the Maripeng local municipality, Justine Motibe. She died in a car crash on Thursday. Masachaba Sefularu reports.
The ANC's provincial secretary in the Northwest, Luidi Ramelo, has lauded the late Justine Motibe as a true servant of the people whose life could be characterized as that of a true revolutionary. Motibe was elected mayor of the Maripeng local municipality in 2011, but was later suspended by her own party following violent service delivery protests. Despite this, she stayed on as mayor until she was formally removed from office through a motion of no confidence in 2021. Diremelo sent his condolences to Mutibi's family, adding that details of her funeral would be shared once consultations with the family had been concluded. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
To Spain now, where further 500 soldiers are being deployed after this week's catastrophic flooding. More than 200 people are known to have died, but the death toll is expected to rise further. Local authorities are facing criticism over a lack of warnings in advance of the flooding. And Mauritius has reversed its decision to block social media until its election had been prompted by a wiretaping scandal. The ban on social media had been in place for 24 hours, with users on the Indian Ocean island unable to access Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X. It was due to last until November the 11th, the day after the general elections. I'm Chanel September. That's it from the news desk for today. From me and the team, goodbye.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet.
This. Number 21.
It is Lisa on Jacaranda FM. Number 21, Moonlit Floor.
Ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, la, la, la. I'ma need to hear you say it out loud. Cause the love of woman name slips out your mouth. Love it when you ask her, rest my body. Right before you lace your kisses on me.